Well, we're back, and we're joined by Carol Perdidoff. Carol, give me the correct pronunciation of your name.
Yes, it's a tricky one. It's Perahudoff.
Perahudoff. Actually, phonetically, if one would look at it, it really is quite easy.
No, it's exact, isn't it?
It is very exact, much like a Latin language would be. Well, you know, I don't know how we start this off, because there's so much has already been said about you, but I'd like to just give a little background, and that Carol is a freelance writer based in Toronto, and you're a double award winner from the 2005 NACHO Awards.
Yeah, actually it might be 2006, I think
Yeah, there might be a mistypo there. Well, we'll make it 2005 and 2006, because it's a double award. So
yeah.
let's give them both to you. In any event, we'll give you the credit for it anyhow. And Carol, of course, has traveled extensively. She's lived in Asia for 7 years, which is very interesting, and Europe for two. Mm-hmm. And you've written about Thailand, Germany, the UK, amongst other companies. And your specialty is solo travel, offbeat destination, and spas.
Yes.
And you also write a column on solo travel for the Toronto Star, amongst a list that would take us the rest of the show to go through, which is very, very impressive, and we thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And before we get into solo travel, let's do mention your forthcoming an anthology on Go Your Own Way. Is that what you call it? Women Travel the World Solo.
That's right. I have a piece in this book. I think there's, I'm not sure how many, maybe about 10 different writers have contributed.
Right.
And it's by Seal Press. It's Go Your Own Way, Women Travel the World Solo. And it's, I think it's listed on Amazon already, and it will come out in June.
Well, that's good. That's quite exciting.
Yeah.
You must be very excited about that.
I am.
Well, that's absolutely super. Let's talk about traveling alone. I mean, there are always lots of things, especially women traveling alone.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we start with that?
Okay. Well, I guess, first of all, what we have to say is, what is solo travel?
Exactly.
And it sounds obvious, but it can actually be many things, from just packing up and traveling independently to joining a tour. And my definition of solo travel is any trip that you start out not knowing anyone, whether it's backpacking in Peru or taking a bus tour to Las Vegas.
Right.
And why should we travel alone? And I think the answer is because we can. You know, in this day and age, it's so easy. We can keep connected to people at home via the Internet.
Right.
More companies are catering to the single traveler. And above all, it's really fun. And you have the freedom to go where you want, and you don't have to worry because your companion's in a bad mood or hates museums or doesn't like French food. You know, traveling alone gives you independence and flexibility. And most importantly, it gives you the opportunity for adventure. And that's why a lot of us travel.
Well, very, very good point, because it's exactly right. You go on a trip, and, and then all of a sudden, well, what do we do today, or where do you want to go today, and the museums or whatever it is. And why do you have to deal with that? When you're alone, you just decide where you want to go. And interestingly enough, is probably what you'll get into down the road with this, is that you meet people.
That's right. And you meet people you wouldn't otherwise meet. And you might even meet someone special, you know, if you're looking.
And, that's right.
You know, even though you're traveling alone, in the bigger picture, you're not alone at all. Because according to the Travel Industry Association of America, nearly one quarter of U.S. travelers, or 34.8 million adults, have taken a vacation by themselves in the past 3 years.
And what's also interesting about that is that even some married couples do that.
Sure.
I mean, they say, listen, we're going to take separate vacations, not for any other reason, but just give me a break. It seems to work for many, and I think it's all very interesting. What's the most important rule, in some of your notes you've got here, what is the most important rule for single travelers, in your opinion?
I think there's only one really important rule, and that is to talk to people. And I think it's so important to put yourself out there. And I know it's really hard. And it can even be mortifying because they might not want to talk to you back. And, you know, that's happened to me like so many times, but who cares? I'll never see them again. And, you know, that's the beauty of traveling solo. There's no one around to judge you.
And you go to the up rather than the down. I mean, to me, I would rather stop and say hello to everybody on the street that I see, even if they think I'm insane. And because you do get some feedback, and the feedback you get is usually very positive. But if you don't put yourself out there, you're not going to find out about it.
That's right. And listen to what happened to me. You know, 3 years ago, I was traveling alone in Germany on Christmas Eve day.
Right.
And that can be a tough time for a lot of people to be traveling alone. So I was taking a train from Freiburg to Baden-Baden, which is a very posh, old-fashioned spa town.
Right.
And I ended up sitting beside a woman going to Hamburg. And when she found out I was going to Baden-Baden, you know, she gave me the phone number of a friend of hers who lived there. And so I called him, and it turned out he was a duke, and I ended up spending Christmas Day with him and his friends. And far from being lonely, it was one of the best holidays I ever had, and all because I talked to the woman on the train.
And I'm sure there are hundreds of experiences like that from other people that if we had them here would just bear out what you've said. You've got to put yourself out there, and you chat people up, and what a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, by putting yourself out there, you can really be the person you always wanted to be. And, you know, you can be outgoing when you might be shy at home.
Right.
And, you know, this is your chance to not just be outgoing if you're shy, but you can do so many things. Like you can be spiritual and go to a temple if you're an atheist, or take up rock climbing when you're a couch potato. Traveling alone, like, really lets you do things you wouldn't normally do.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I do a lot of it myself. And,
oh, do you?
Yeah, and in fact, many of the people that the journalists that we have on the show, we've met that way. Bob Fisher, who is our associate producer,
mm-hmm.
I met on a trip when we were going through the Copper Canyon, and we all spent 8-12 hours on the train together and became great friends after that. So it is a marvelous thing. Now, give us some suggestions on where to go.
All right. Well, first of all, I think, you know, you number one, you have to go where you really want to be. But for some people, if they might want to target their market a little more. And, like, what if you've decided you're traveling to meet a man or a woman or whoever it is you want to meet?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to find them? And some of these places are very simple, like a spa. They're full of women. So, you know, guys, think about it. But, you know, you have to make sure you like to go to a spa. Otherwise, if you do go and you do meet that special someone, you're stuck going to a spa with her for the rest of your life. And it works the other way. Take a fishing camp up north, like in Canada. There's some very deluxe lodges out there, and they're full of men. But you have to make sure you like fishing, or you're going to be wasting a lot of time cutting the heads off fish for the rest of your life. And I think the solution is to find a happy medium. If you're going to a spa but you're macho, go to one that has an emphasis on outdoor activity, like maybe Red Mountain Spa in Utah, or go to a resort that has both golf and spa. That's huge right now. And the key is to go somewhere that genuinely appeals to you, because then you're going to meet people that you share interests with. And I have to say, there are so many new segments of travel right now that it's easy to find a niche that really suits you. Like, there's adventure travel and spiritual travel, educational travel, culinary travel, and it's all open to the solo traveler. Now, ShawGuides.com is a great site for this. If you want tennis travel or golf or photography or a language vacation, you can find it there. That's ShawGuides.com. I use the site a lot to find writing workshops for myself.
That's really good advice. What about safety issues?
Safety's huge. Safety is huge for everybody, but most importantly for the solo traveler, because for one thing, we're more vulnerable. We don't have, you know, a safety net with us. We don't have someone beside us with a wallet if ours gets stolen. But also, it's a huge dilemma for the solo traveler, because of course we want to be open to meeting people, you know, to open ourselves up to new people. But on the other hand, we don't want to be so open that we lose sight of our common sense. And it's a very fine line. I think what it comes down to is trusting your instincts. If you don't feel good about a cab driver, don't get in. And if you're going to be going out at night, try to stay in a central hotel so it's easier to get home. Or if an alley looks dark and creepy, don't go down it. Now, you know, the fact is, a lot of people traveling alone do meet people. And say you meet some gorgeous hunk on the beach and you want to go out with him. Well, meet him in a public place. And if you are going to go off with someone, and I don't recommend it at all, but it does happen, make sure someone knows, even if it's the bartender or the bellboy, because a little prevention can go a long way.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. What are some of your favorite? I always like to ask everybody that. What are some of your favorite destinations?
Oh, I have so many. And probably my most my favorite destination right now would be Central European spas. And this is because of cost. I can go to a spa. I can stay at a four-star hotel with two meals a day, a couple of spa treatments for just over 100 American a day. And, you know, you just can't beat that. You can't get a facial for that in North America. As far as meeting people at these places go, they're mainly full of retired Germans. So it's not a single scene at all, but for a relaxing holiday, that's my favorite. But I think, you know, there are just so many great places. There's, Spain, Gibraltar. I love it all.
And the article you did on Turkey.
Turkey, I love Turkey. And I found Turkey very easy for the solo traveler. I was really surprised. You know, right when you're in Istanbul, you get on this traveler circuit, and it's a lot of bus or airplane travel, but it takes in places like Cappadocia and Pamukkale and Ephesus. And you're just going to meet so many other travelers because they're all in this circuit.
I just think that there are, you know, are there many people that that have wanted to do this and maybe aren't quite as adventurous? And I think you've covered it pretty well. That get out there, give it a try, don't be afraid of it, but just be cautious and do the sensible things.
Yeah, and there's also some, you know, great ways to meet people. Roommate, like the roommate matchup service is a huge thing right now, and a lot of resorts and cruises will match you up with a same-sex roommate so that, A, you can avoid the single supplement, but you have a built-in companion.
Exactly.
Club Med does this at their adult-only resort in Turks and Caicos. And there's some other places that do it. Singlescruise.com, they call themselves the largest singles cruise operator in the U.S., and they also have a roommate matchup service. And another company that does this is Gap Adventures. They offer a huge range of affordable tours, you know, very off the beaten path, and they're very low-key, and they range from semi-independent to fully escorted, and that's gapadventures.com, and they'll match you up with a roommate as well.
Well, that's super. Carol, yeah. I thank you. It was really nice chatting with you, and hope we can do it again, and I'd like to wish you the best for the holidays.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you, or happy holidays, or whatever it is.
Whatever it is you like, yeah. Carol, thank you. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.